It's so funny how these things come together, because throughout my life, it's always a last minute decision. Like when I went to Charlottesville, nine years ago, I had no plans of going there. I think I bought my ticket 2 days before it happened. No plans of going. Faith Goldie texted me and she said, "Are you going to Charlottesville?" I said, "I don't know, maybe." She said, "Well, what are you doing? Get a ticket." I said, "Okay." Buy a ticket, show up late, as always. I fly in the morning after the Tiki Torch thing for the rally at the Robert E. Lee Memorial, and I miss the whole thing. I get blamed for it anyway. January 6th, same story. I had no plans of going. Somebody calls me a week before, says, "You know, you did a really good job. You went to all the Stop the Steal events. You brought the Groypers. I could get you a VIP ticket to the January 6th speech on the Ellipse. You'll be in the tent. It'll be cool." I said, "All right, I'll go." I go to the thing. Boom. You know, they freeze my money, put me on a no-fly list. And I don't know if this is on the same magnitude, but it's sort of like the same thing. So I'm planning to go out to Sarasota. I'm planning to go out to Florida for Tim Pool. I think that's where he's at. He's in Tampa. He's kind of in that general area. I actually was planning to go to DC. I had no idea they moved to Florida. So actually last Monday, I have all these plans in DC. I'm have my flight for DC. I'm going to meet with some people in DC. I hear from Tim Pool. They said, "Hey, so just so you know, we're in Florida now." I said, "Well, I had no idea. I got to rebook my flight." I said, "It's a good thing you texted me." So like Tuesday, I get my flight to Florida. Wednesday, I get a text from Sneeko, and Sneeko says, "Hey, I'm flying down to Miami. I'm going to do some content with Clavicular. You should pull up." I said, "Okay." I said, "That would be fun. You want to do something this weekend? Will you still be there?" He goes, "Yeah, I'll push my flight back. I'll hang out for the whole weekend." I said, "Okay." So I change my information, and I think I'm going to fly down to Miami on Saturday, and I'll do a stream Saturday night. Sunday, I'll chill. Monday, I'll make it up to the other side of Florida. I'll do Tim Pool, fly back Tuesday. That was my plan, okay? So I fly out there Saturday. I land. I go to the hotel, fall asleep, wake up in the evening. I text the guys. I say, "Hey, so what's the move?" They say, "Well, we're going to Andrew Tate's place at 8 o'clock, and then we'll come back to my place. We'll do a desktop stream." I said, "Oh, am I invited to the Tate party?" They said, "Yeah, absolutely. Pull up." I said, "Okay." So I had no idea we're doing anything with the Tate brothers. I have beef with Myron at this point and Fresh and Fit. I'm not talking to these guys. I'm literally there to just do a desktop stream for a couple hours with Sneeko and Clav, and that's it. That was the plan. Now we're going to this party. So I go to Sneeko's place. We do a stream. We get in the Sprinter van. We go to the Tate place. Myron's there. Super awkward because we got beef at this point. I meet Andrew Tate for the first time. We're at his place. We're having a party. And, you know, the party was a good time. They have some food. It was great to meet Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate. I'd never met them before, so it was great to finally shake their hand, sit down, have a conversation with them. They were very gracious, great hosts. So nice to me. You know, Tristan said, "Oh, this is the realest nigger here," which is hilarious. And he apologized to me because we had some beef in the past. It was great. I got to meet these guys, talk to Myron a little bit. We squashed the beef. For those that don't know, me and Myron are cool now. Talk to Fresh, Sneeko. We're having a great time. We're getting ready to leave the party and just go. Like, we're ready to be done with the night. But we're talking all night. And it's funny because this was the conversation. Andrew Tate is talking to us, and he's telling us the whole story about how he got locked up in Romania. And it's his story to tell. Let me tell you this. It is an unbelievable story. I will not retell it here. It's not my experience. It's his story. It's his discretion, whether he wants to share all the details. But let me tell you, it is like a mask-off story of how the Matrix works. And he said this much, it is so political. Everybody calls him a sex trafficker and an abuser and all these things. It is so political. you just wouldn't even believe it, how explicit, how nakedly political it really is. And he's telling us the story. And long story short, by the end of the night, he's telling us young guys. It's me and Sneeko. We're the same age. Clav is 20. He's way younger even than us. And Andrew's sitting there telling us, he goes, you know, the world used to be a fun place. He said it really used to be. The world was fun. I feel bad for you guys, he says, because the world isn't fun anymore. You can't do anything. He goes, what can you do? Go out, go to a restaurant, go to a stupid club, go home. He said, back in the old days, we could do anything. We would just go out with 20 bucks in our pocket. We'd go to a bar. We'd get in a fight. We'd race cars, race the cops, whatever. He said, now you can't have any fun anymore. He goes, and why do you think that is? And we're talking about it. Maybe it's because there's cameras everywhere, social media, attitudes have changed. We're saying the world is just not a fun place. It's just, you can't do anything. And so it's sort of funny. We have this conversation. Somebody gets the idea. They say, well, what if we went to a club and brought Nick? And I'm going to try not to be super offended by that. I'm the punchline, I guess. What if we brought this virgin incel loser to a club in Miami Beach? Ha, that would be funny. Let's all point and laugh at the loser dork. We'll bring this nerd, this inhibited nerd to the club, and let's just see his reaction. Let's just see how out of place he is. So that's the big joke. That's the big idea. Clav thought of it earlier in the day. He said, let's bring Nick to the club. I just want to see him in that environment. That would be good content. It would be funny. Let's all point and laugh at the authentic, earnest, wholesome Chungus. So that's the idea. And we're kind of talking about it, joking, laughing about it. And I'm thinking, I don't know. It's a little dangerous. Everybody wants to kill me. I said, I don't know. I mean, it's not really my scene. It's dangerous. I said, but I would like to do it. I don't want to content cuck everybody. I said, so, you know, maybe I'll go. Andrew Tate said, if you go, I'll go. I said, well, if you go, then I'll go for sure. So everybody's laughing at the idea. And everybody loves the idea. It's funny. What if the Tate brothers, Fresh and Fit, Sneeko Clavicular, and Nick Fuentes pull up to a club in Miami Beach? Wouldn't that just be funny? And it is objectively hilarious to think about this cast of characters. You got the Tate brothers, who are just totally infamous. You got Fresh and Fit, who scream at whores on their show. They bring 15 girls and say, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Hilarious content. You got Sneeko, this Muslim red pill guy, Clav, who's like the hottest new streamer, bone smashing, looks maxing. You got me. It's funny. We get in the Sprinter van. I think Fresh arranged the whole thing. We pull up to this club, bypass security, bypass the line. We get in there. We got bottle service. We have a whole section. Everybody is taking pictures of us, swarming us. And we went really just to say that we did it. We went just to see, you know, none of us like the club. We're all saying the club sucks. It's dumb. We're all talking about it. What do? You go in there, you stand around, you know, you nod your head. Everybody's on their phone. Everybody's bored. And that's what it was. We think we're going to pop in for 15 minutes. But there's one fateful decision that changes everything. We're in the car. Justin's playing this like country song. And everybody's cringing. I hate country music. I think it was Sneeko. I'm not sure who it was. But somebody says, let's play Heil Hitler in the van. And so somebody puts on Heil Hitler by Ye, which, if you don't know, is off of his album Cuck, among other songs like Gas Chambers and Hitler, Ye, and Jesus. Heil Hitler was the top charting single from the album. So we put on Heil Hitler. We're all singing to it. Myron is hyped up, throwing Romans. Okay. We go in the club and somebody, I'm not going to say who, but somebody gets the club to play the song in the club. It comes on for 30 seconds. Everybody's singing it. Everybody's going crazy. People are looking at me from across the club, Roman saluting me. I'm pointing at people. Fuck yeah. It's funny. So then we split from the club. We go home. Great time had by all. A great time had by all. We all had a great time. We all had a great laugh about it. It's fun. Everyone's talking about it. Go back to Clavicular's place. We do a desktop stream. I'm laughing my ass off. We go and get tacos afterward. We go to bed. Wake up the next day. There's all this international backlash. And let's talk a little bit about the backlash. Then I'll give you my thoughts on it. These are the things that have since transpired, okay? That was the night. That was my first time in the club. Never again, I guess. That was me with some of my genuine friends, like Sneeko, I consider one of my closest friends. Clavicular, certainly a friend of mine. Fresh and Fit, I've known those guys for years. They're friends of mine, too. The Tate brothers, I talk with them. They're friends, too. And it's so funny because in the house, this is just a group of guys. I know everybody sees it as like a big spectacle and everybody's talking about it and giving their opinion and judging. You guys got to understand, for you guys, it is a spectacle. It is a show. It is a performance. For us, this is a group of friends at a party. This is like a family reunion. This is the Tate brothers who have not been allowed to come back to America because they've been in jail. And they know these guys. They know Sneeko. They know Fresh and Fit. They know all these other guys. I've talked to them for a long time. I pull up with my friends. Like for us, this is just guys at a party. This is a group of guy friends at a party talking about the weird shit that happens to us, getting thrown in jail, people coming to my house to kill me. You know, Clavicular doing what he does, getting canceled for saying Vance is fat. It's a group of friends hanging out, and I'm sure anybody else can relate. You get together at the house, somebody comes up with some stupid plan. Hey, let's go to the club. And everybody's kind of joshing each other. Oh, what if we all took Nick to the club? It's his first time. Wouldn't that be funny? Oh, what if he got laid? Oh, I'd love to see his reaction. Okay, fuck it. Let's go. So for us, this is just like a group of friends going and doing some stupid shit on a Saturday night. You know, that's what's funny about it. Now, we wake up the next day. The ADL has put out a statement, okay? The Anti-Defamation League condemns the trip to the club. The mayor of Miami Beach puts out a statement and says, this is abhorrent. This is horrifying. We want to keep everyone safe. I can't imagine how everybody felt. The club puts out two statements. The first statement says, we don't know how this happened. We've launched a full investigation. These people are never allowed back in. The second statement, they said, we found the people responsible for the song. We fired three people. They're never coming back to the club. Okay? It's an international incident. It was on the evening news. I'm driving to another city in Florida. I get to my hotel. I put on the TV. It's on the Channel 7 nightly news. I see the clip of us hanging out, playing the song. And the mayor's response. This is from the New York Times. It says, quote, it's a little bit long, but I'll read it to you. This was in the New York Times. It says, quote, a Miami Beach nightclub is drawing intense backlash for playing a rap song by Ye that glorifies Adolf Hitler while hosting an entourage of right-wing influencers, including Andrew and Tristan Tate. The club, Vendome, is known for its selective door policy and table service priced at thousands of dollars. On Saturday night, the Tates, who were joined by Nick Fuentes, visited the club. Their entourage included the podcaster Myron Gaines and other members of the so-called Manosphere. Videos of the men's outing soon spread online, showing a DJ playing the song Heil Hitler by Ye, while some in the group chanted the song's name and its chorus. Some of the people in the video raised a hand in a Nazi salute during the song. Stephen Miner, Miami Beach's mayor and an Orthodox Jew, condemned the actions of the group and the club. He said, quote, I am deeply disturbed and disgusted by these videos of twisted individuals glorifying Hitler and the murder of millions. He said in a statement on Sunday, adding that some of his relatives were killed in the Holocaust. So you put on a song. It's like a funny song. Nigga, Heil Hitler. Like, it's funny. All my niggas Nazis, nigga Heil Hitler. And the Jew mayor of the city puts out a statement. Hey, my ancestors died in the Holocaust. That's not funny. You're glorifying Hitler. Dude, shut the fuck up. Fuck you. Fuck your tiny hat. Fuck Israel. Shut the fuck up, bitch. This is America. We have a First Amendment. Shut up. The song doesn't care about your feelings. The club does not care about your feelings. I promise you this. The club does not care about your feelings. No one cares about your feelings. Shut up. So he's crying about his grandma. My bubby died in the Holocaust. You think his song is so funny, don't you? Well, my bubby died in the Holocaust. There's nothing funny about that. Never forget the 6 billion. I saw Steiny from the Nelk Bros. Dude, I thought we were cool. I thought we were friends. Steiny from the Nelk Boys says, Oy vey, review bomb the club. Are you kidding? Steiny puts out a tweet and says, everybody leave a 1-star review for the club. It's anti-Semitic. I want everybody to leave a negative review. Really, dude? And then he goes, oh, I was just kidding. Brother, you are not kidding. That's how these fucking people are, though, okay? Anyway, it goes on. He said that influencers who spread hate are not welcome in Miami Beach. Anti-Semitism, hate speech, or the normalization of extremist ideology has no place in our Miami Beach community, our nightlife, or any public setting. Yeah. Cocaine, sex trafficking, prostitution, that's fine. You know, here in Miami Beach, we have values, all right? Hey, listen up. Here in Miami Beach, here in South Beach, okay, yeah, we do drugs. Yeah, prostitution. You want to go and date rape somebody? You want to go and fuck on the flub, on the club, the floor of the club? You want to fuck on the beach, you want to shoot people, you want to be a gangbanger, you know, that's fine. But we draw the line at anti-Semitic songs, okay? This is South Beach. We have values. We don't tolerate that kind of immorality in our nightclubs, asshole. Like, really? Seriously? That's really what it's come to in our country. You want to be like a complete degenerate. Hey, knock yourself out. You want to play a funny song? Sue them, arrest them. You're not welcome here. You're banned from the club. You're banned from McDonald's. Anyway, he goes on. The ADL, a group started in 1913 to combat anti-Semitism and prejudice, rebuked the nightclub. The Anti-Defamation League has rebuked the nightclub in a series of social media posts. The group said, quote, imagine being Jewish out for a fun night, and now you're surrounded by people performing Nazi salutes to a song that glorifies the individual responsible for murdering 6 million other Jews. This is not okay. Honestly, I'm like literally shaking. Chills. Imagine you're a degenerate Jew pimp. And you have two whores under either arm, and you're snorting cocaine, and you're drinking alcohol, and you think you're some kind of big shot, when all of a sudden you're surrounded by people throwing Nazi salutes saying Heil Hitler. You know, think of that guy. Try to put yourself in his shoes. Somebody think of him. Somebody think of some Nebish. With a Star of David necklace, try and think of some ugly Nebish with disgusting facial hair and back hair and a tiny hat who's just trying to sex traffic some goyim and get them hooked on drugs, and suddenly you're surrounded by people laughing, saying Heil Hitler? Did you ever think of how that guy's going to feel? Like, that's not okay. So that's the ADL statement. The other statement, released on Monday by the club Vendome, said it had fired 3 employees and permanently banned the people involved in the episode. The club did not name the individual guests. The statement said Vendome has a zero tolerance policy toward anti-Semitism or any other form of discrimination. Although Vendome was not aware in advance of the incident, it should have never occurred. During an appearance on the PBD podcast, the episode of which was released online on Tuesday, Andrew Tate said he did not request the song. In a post on Monday on X, Joseph McBride, a lawyer for the Tates, said the brothers rejected hatred. He said if the club is looking for someone to blame, it should start by looking in the mirror. To be clear, Andrew and Tristan Tate condemn anti-Semitism and the glorification of Hitler. Free speech is not a license for hate. I will say this, okay? In defense of Andrew and Tristan Tate, I am going to go to the mat for them 100%. These are my niggas. I like Andrew. I like Tristan. And I am going to defend them here. They went on Patrick Bet-David today. And this douchebag, Adam Sosnick, subjected them to a struggle session. Well, I guess it was only Andrew. But it was a struggle session. Why do you think that's okay? You should have put a stop to this. How could you sit there while this song was playing? Oh my gosh. And Andrew Tate said he disavows anti-Semitism and, you know, he's sorry if people were offended and so on. And I saw a lot of people saying, well, he cucked. Well, he's a hypocrite, this, that, and the other. In fairness and in defense of the Tate brothers, they have literally been put in jail for 4 years of their lives, okay? And they just got out. And this is like no exaggeration. You know the story. The Biden State Department, the United Kingdom, one of these Atlanticist Five Eyes countries leaned on the Romanian government and said, you need to put these guys in jail. They're too based, they're too red-pilled, they're too popular. You need to put these guys in jail. And Romania, a super corrupt country, did exactly that. And that's like no exaggeration, because that's how it works. The State Department, with all its NGOs, the intelligence community in the UK and the United States, they see Andrew Tate as too powerful, too independent, too right-wing. They greenlight him. They pull some strings. They get him thrown in a Romanian prison in this Kafka-esque process. And the guys are put in a cage for years. And somehow, I think largely because of the election of Donald Trump, they're finally able to break free of these charges, and they're still not off the hook. They still have charges pending in the United Kingdom. They tried to come to Florida last year, and the Attorney General says, we have launched an investigation. Some hoe that Andrew Tate used to fuck with says that he beat her, and there's this civil case against him. So I do understand not everybody is in the same place in their career. And if you had residency, if you had your headquarters in some third world shithole and you were imprisoned for political reasons, you sort of understand maybe where he's coming from. He might not have the same license to say controversial things as everybody else because he's quite literally under the gun in a few jurisdictions. And that's not a joke. It's not a game. It's a delicate situation. So I get that. I know that Sneeko called them out, and I understand that too. Andrew, you know, look, you insulted him a little bit. Andrew didn't throw anybody under the bus. I don't feel personally attacked, but he insulted Sneeko a little bit. He insulted him a little bit. Come on. He insulted him a little bit. Sneeko's throwing it back. I think that's fair. Fair game, you know, got called out, singled out. It is what it is. Me personally, I'll defend the Tates and say I get where they're coming from. So anyway, but long story short, that is the backlash of my first night at the club. And it's sort of, when you think about it objectively, it's a completely ridiculous situation. Because that is, at the end of the day, what happened. Everybody's talking about it. Everybody's got something to say. Oh, you're cringe. Oh, this is so cringe. No, this is based. A group of guys goes to the club for like an hour. We play this song. And there are statements being written by lawyers. The club has fired three people. We're all banned. some Jew calls up Sneeko and says, you guys are banned from every major hospitality group in the United States. The ADL condemns it. The mayor of the city condemns it, says, you're not welcome here anymore. It's covered in the New York Times and the Jewish press in Israel. Now, if you're an alien that comes down from outer space and you see this story, you're some uncontacted tribe living in the Sentinel Islands off the coast of India. You see this story. What are you to make of all of this, about how the world works? And think about it. Think about the kind of behavior that is tolerated in this country. You can be racist against blacks. You can be racist against whites. You can be racist against Asians, against Hispanics. You can be sexist. You can be misandrist. You can hate men and women. You can hate young people and old people. You can hate immigrants and native people. You can do drugs. You can be transgender. You can be gay. You can go and be the most profligate, degenerate. You can fuck a new person every night. You can transmit STDs. You can be a prostitute. You can turn 18 and sell your body on the streets or on the internet. And by the way, all of this is tolerated in Miami, especially in South Beach. If you know anything about South Beach, it is well known. You ever hear Spring Breakers Gone Wild? That's South Beach. It's one of the most degenerate places in this country. People go there to get drunk, be a degenerate, go to these gross clubs. Miami is well known for being a city that has attracted OnlyFans stars, escorts, wannabe pimps, hustlers, scammers. It's what it's known for. But the one thing you cannot do, the one group you cannot offend, you cannot offend the Jews. And that's all that we did. That's what the song did. It's actually not a song that ideologically supports National Socialism. Like, that's, the song does not say the tenets of National Socialism are this. It's not, it's a song by a black guy, and it's kind of a joke, but it does invoke Hitler in a positive way, maybe as an FU, as a middle finger. And that's really why the song was made. The song was made to offend Jews. And if you listen to the lyrics, that's what it is. It says, listen, I have all these problems, so you know what? F you, Heil Hitler. And the great crime that was committed in the club, the song played for a minute. Nobody got hit. Nobody got injured. Nobody got hurt. Everybody's fine. What happened is that for 45 seconds, Jews might have felt uncomfortable. If there were Jews at that club, they might have felt uncomfortable that a song played there. And that is a sin. In a Jewish-controlled city, in a Jewish-controlled country, in a Jewish-controlled world, you cannot offend them. And thus, statements will be written by the lawyers. Employees will be fired. The ADL has issued a statement. The mayor has issued a statement. The individuals involved have been punished. Really? And think about all the behaviors that you can get away with in the club. You can open carry in Miami. Okay, that's what the city is known for, is gangsters, drugs, cocaine, weed, escorts, OnlyFans. Think about the behaviors that are tolerated. Miami is the mecca of OnlyFans. If you turn 18 as a young girl, high school age girl, you're a senior, and you decide, I'm going to sell my body on the internet for money, you go to Miami, where there's a 0% income tax, you work from home, you could be a digital nomad, that's what you do, that's fine. You're a whore, you wanna hang with the rich and influential, you wanna hang with powerful people, you go to the Miami club, you offer up your body. People in the club are doing blow, they're doing weed, they're doing everything you can think of, that's fine. You walk up and down, in Miami Beach, they got the inclusivity flag, you know, that like gay pride flag on steroids. All that stuff is fine. That's the country we live in. But again, you put on a song that says Heil Hitler and everybody loses their minds. Now, what are we to conclude about the country other than that this country is run by Jews? This city is run by Jewish gangsters. And what actually are their values? You know, I see Adam Sosnick on PBD losing his mind about this, freaking out. And it's like, dude, you sound like a woke leftist piece of shit when you talk about this issue. And I think about this guy, Adam. He takes so much pride in he's this guy from the club. Well, I know the best clubs. He's like a proud degenerate. And he claims to be an anti-woke right-winger. He's got a big problem with Muslims, big problem with leftists, big problem with black crime, big problem with black people. He offends Muslims on the daily, offends blacks on the daily, offends me as a Christian, Christians on the daily. When this edgy edgelord troll song comes on, he sounds like a screeching leftist. Why didn't you get up and leave? You are the company you keep. If you sit at a table with one racist, everyone at the table is a racist anti-Semite. Seriously, bro? So what are your values as a Jew then? All these Jews in Miami Beach, like I said, for them, prostitution, pornography, drug abuse, sexual assault and sexual abuse, that's all fine. That's all fine. Pimps, players, all that stuff for them is fine. Hey, have a good time. Offend Jews, it's an incident. Well, you know, I don't want to live in that country anymore. I don't want to live in Jewish America anymore. I don't want to live in a country where those are our values. I think that we should have different values. I think that we should live in a Christian nation. I think that we should be more offended that young Gentile women are being trafficked by Jewish OnlyFans, because that's who runs it. Do you know, by the way, that OnlyFans was not a pornography site when it got started? OnlyFans was an alternative to Patreon. It was just another subscription website, like Patreon, like any other one that you can think of. That is until it was acquired by a Russian Jew. And then he transformed OnlyFans into a business where Gentile women are trafficked for money. He turned it into a business where young women turn 18 and it is totally destigmatized. They start selling softcore and hardcore pornography of themselves. And by the way, those are our women. America is the biggest market for OnlyFans. American OnlyFans creators are making millions, maybe billions of dollars. Those are American girls. Those are American women that are being trafficked. American women that are given a platform and sold to young American men. Who do you think's buying it? To American men. Well, a rich and powerful Jew takes a cut off the top. Hey, Adam, you got a problem with that? Hey, cocksucker mayor of Miami Beach, Jew, you got a problem with that? Where's the statement on that? Miami is a city where young American women are trafficked, lose their innocence in the service of Satan. And equally, young men lose their innocence buying this too. Where's the statement about that? Is the ADL going to protect them? Is the idiot mayor of Miami Beach going to protect them? No, they profit from it. They profit from it. They make money off of it. They encourage it. They are vampires. They suck our blood. That's fine. It is a vampiric city that steals innocence. That's a city where people are getting hooked on drugs, people are selling their bodies, losing their innocence, and they make money off of that. That is where all of the revenue comes from. And that's fine. You troll them a little bit. Oh, now we're going to shut down the club. What's allowed in the club then? That's your country when it is controlled by Jewish gangsters. That's Hollywood controlled by Jewish gangsters. That's Miami nightlife controlled by Jewish gangsters. Those are the priorities. That is what is being injected into the country. That is what is going on here. And so you're damn right I love trolling those people. Absolutely. Love pissing those people off. All day, I love to troll them. Please, cry more. Cry more about the 6 million my ancestors, because I don't give a shit about them. 6 million Holocaust, my ancestors, we do not care. We do not care about the Holocaust. We do not care about your ancestors that died in the Holocaust, because our country is dying now and you are responsible. You want us to feel bad while you profit from OnlyFans, while you profit from degeneracy? You profit from white replacement? Now you expect us to go to your little museum? Fuck you. Sick of it. This is a Christian country. This is a European country. You bring that nonsense here, you traffic our women, you get our young people hooked on drugs, you profit from it, somebody trolls you and then you cry? Your people are committing a genocide right now. And that's all welcome in Miami Beach. Give me a break. And what they really have a problem with is anyone that calls them on their bullshit. Anybody that isn't afraid, anybody that stands up to them and calls out the hypocrisy, anybody that stands up and calls out their nonsense, the double standard, how they put themselves first, that person becomes target and public enemy number one. And they really don't like somebody that they can't cancel. I've already been canceled. What more can you do to me at this point? You banned me from the club? I don't go to the club. Well, you're banned from our club. I don't go to the club. We did it as a joke. And now the joke's on you. So I'd love to see more people playing the song in more clubs in the country. I'd be great to see that happen next. What a joke. And that's if you were, like I said, if you're an alien coming down from outer space and you watch the scene play out, that is what you must conclude about how the whole country works. My perspective on the whole thing, like I said, we had a good time. And what the hell happened to the country? You literally cannot have fun in the country. Think about how many freedoms we don't have anymore. Why do you think everybody is so miserable? You can't do anything anymore. Think about it. Everybody is so worried about being politically correct. Everybody's so worried about being cringe. Everybody is so self-conscious. That's why nobody can have any fun. I think about that conversation we had with Andrew Tate. He says, you know, back in the old days, we used to go out and just have a good time. And you want to know why? Because back in the old days, you didn't have everybody watching every move, judging every move. My thoughts, which go deeper than just this Jewish thing, which is what it is, I mean, whatever. So many people are judging, oh, this is cringe. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe what they said? Oh, they don't look cool. Oh, this guy's old. Well, this guy said this. Well, this guy did that. You know, the reason nobody can have fun anymore is because everybody is so worried if you say the wrong thing about anything politically, you get condemned, right? If you say the wrong thing in the realm of politics about blacks, Jews, gays, trannies, immigration, it's going to cause a big fight. You're going to lose your job. It's going to cause a problem. So can't talk about that. Now, if you try to talk to a girl or try to hook up with a girl, oh, once again, well, you can't be cringe. Well, you don't want to be rejected. Well, you don't want to be rapey, right? You do the wrong thing, make the wrong move, say the wrong thing. Well, and now that's an incident. Well, now she's calling HR. Well, now she's calling the cops. So we got to be really careful about that category of things. And maybe the biggest one is nobody could be cringe. Nobody could be cringe. Nobody could be boring. Nobody could stand there in the club, not literally not doing anything without being, oh my gosh, look at this guy. Oh my God. Everyone's got their phone out. Everybody's watching everybody else. Everybody's posting it on the internet. Everybody knows we all live under the gun of potentially being blown up, judged by everybody. Somebody's got something to say about it. And I genuinely believe that there's something deeper going on about the whole thing. Forget about the Jewish angle. It's sort of funny that we had that conversation before we went out. We're wondering, why can't people just like, let their guard down, have a good time anymore. Why isn't there stuff to do? It's because this is our country and everything's illegal. Everything's illegal. The cops have no chill. Basic things like, okay, you're driving a little bit drunk. DUI, life ruined. Get caught with a little bit of narcotics. Arrested by the police, life ruined. Like, you know, you can't do anything anymore. This country sucks. Where's the freedom? Where's the fun? This is supposed to be like the most fun city in the country, Miami. It's one of the only cities where there's actually energy. You can't do shit anymore. It's boring. So I agree. We're being suffocated to death. Such an anti-life society that we live in every way. It's being suffocated by feminism. It's being suffocated by politics. It's being suffocated by normie NPCs, social media. It really sucks. But what didn't suck was Saturday. That was a legendary night. No regrets. I'd do it again. You know, if Myron didn't put the song on, if Sneeko didn't put the song on, whoever put it on, I would have put it on. If I could go in a time machine, if I was like Charlie Kirk, if I was endowed with his powers and I was a time traveler and I could see the future and change outcomes in the space-time continuum, I would do it again. Fuck it. I would do it again. I would put the song on all over again. I'd put it on twice. I put it on three times, and I would have sang all the words, because that's just one legendary night. All the realest niggas in the space, who wouldn't? The Tates, Fresh and Fit, Sneeko, Clav, me, balling out in the club, bottle service, Red Bull, Heil Hitler by Ye, blasting in the club, people throwing Romans. Things that AI could never recreate. This is an image that AI could never recreate. One legendary night. It might have cost people millions of dollars. It might have caused some problems. We live for nights like that. People are talking. Let them talk. We had fun. I had fun at my first night in the club. First and last night. This is what happens. Still a nigga. Isn't that crazy, though? That just goes to show it. This follows me everywhere I go. People say, hey, man, just be normal. Hey, man, just do a normal thing. I go to the club one time. One time. I posted a green text about it. I'm like, looking down, you know. My friends are egging me on. They want to take me to the club. They drag me out. I say, all right, I'll go to the club. Song comes on. It's my favorite song by my friend, Yay. I start to enjoy myself a little. Wake up the next day. We get condemned by the mayor of the city for going too hard. But you know what? I would not prefer it any other way. You're not a real nigga if you don't go to the club and the mayor of the city puts out a statement. Thank you for doing your part, Jewish bitch. Thank you for doing your part. We appreciate it. Thank you for letting us aura farm. We cannot turn up in the club without the mayor of the city condemning us. The club bans us. The ADL is mad. It's in the New York Times. Headline, Nick Fuentes goes to the club for the first time. So thank you for letting us aura farm. That's what happens when we have too much fun. That's what happens when we turn up. Sorry for party rocking. Sorry for going too hard for one night. So I thought it was great. But you know what? These people are pushing too far, man. They really are. And if people were not anti-Semitic before, stuff like this makes them anti-Semitic. You know? Because where's the grace? Where's the charity? Where's the honesty? It's like that guy that Dave Portnoy ruined his life. He put up something that said, F the Jews. I would never say something like that. It's not my message. But okay, whatever. It was a dumb decision. He puts up a sign that says, F the Jews. Dave Portnoy goes to the club, looks through the receipts, finds the guy, says, I'm going to ruin his life. Really? Then you get this. So, you know, it takes two to tango here. And this is what people are sick of. We see the double standards. People are not idiots. We see the genocide going on over there. We see the extent to which they control everything, the way they censor everything, the cry bully stuff. You see these guys like Shabbos Kestenbaum, that Jew that's suing Harvard. He says, of course we run the media. What are you going to do about it? We run the media. Of course we do. We're smarter. You know, they're so tough. They say stuff like that. Then you go, hey, the Jews run the media. They go, oy vey, it's another Holocaust. Ban everybody. You're a cry bully. You're a coward. You're a fucking cry bully hypocrite. And, you know, what is that? Who are these people running our country? The Mark Levins, the Ben Shapiros. I'm so sick of it. So anyway, that's that. I do want to move on. I want to talk about one other thing, and then we're going to get into our super chats. The second story, get a load of this. This is the same day. So we all go to the club. We turn up. The whole thing's an incident. The same day, the same morning that we all go to the club, there was another incident in Miami Beach, which is this. So there is some lady, some random lady, I don't even know who she is. I guess some lady who lives in Miami Beach posted on Facebook about this mayor, about this Jewish mayor of the city. And she says, this mayor is a hypocrite. He hates all Palestinians, but he says everybody's welcome in the city. That's a double standard. The mayor sent two cops to her house to intimidate her with a printed out screenshot of the post demanding to know, did you post this? Were you the one that posted this? This could incite people to violence. This is America. This is the United States of America. This is a story. It says, quote, in a video posted last week, two detectives with the Miami Beach Police Department were filmed questioning Raquel Pacheco, a former candidate for statewide office, over a post she made criticizing what she said was Mayor Stephen Miner's hypocrisy around Israel and Palestine. She said she didn't think much of a Facebook comment she wrote on January 7th, in which she pointed out the mayor's hypocrisy, calling the city a safe haven for all. She wrote, the guy who consistently calls for the death of all Palestinians tried to shut down a theater for showing a movie that hurt his feelings and refuses to stand up for the gay community, wants you to know that you're all welcome here, she wrote. Miner, who is Jewish, is a supporter of Israel's war in Gaza. He has used his office to clamp down on pro-Palestine speech. Last year, Miner sought to evict an independent cinema from its city-owned space over plans to air No Other Land, a documentary on attempts by Israeli forces to demolish a Palestinian town in the occupied West Bank. Pacheco said she thought little of the post until days later on January 12th, when a pair of plainclothes detectives with the Miami Beach Police Department knocked on the door wishing to discuss the post. They said, quote, what we're trying to prevent is someone getting agitated or agreeing with the statement. They can incite someone to do something radical. That's what we're here to talk about. I would refrain from posting things like that because that could get something incited, he said. This is in the United States of America, in the same city. So think about it. If you host a film festival in Miami Beach criticizing Israel, you're driven from the public space by the Jewish mayor. If you are a resident, a mere resident, and you post on Facebook, you know, the mayor is a real hypocrite. He wants all the Palestinians to die, but then says we're inclusive. They dispatch the cops to go to your house and interrogate you. Did you post this? Did you write this? You play a song for 45 seconds in the club, says Nigga Heil Hitler. Everyone's banned. Everyone's banned from the club, banned from everything. The people are fired. We put out a statement. You're not welcome here. This is the United States of America, or at least I thought it was. Do we have a First Amendment? Do we have a free society? Do we have a culture of free speech? Are we allowed to say whatever we want? Contrary to what the Tate's lawyer said, no, the First Amendment is a license to say whatever you want. It is, by definition. You have a First Amendment right to criticize Jews. You have a First Amendment right to criticize Israel. You have a First Amendment right to criticize the Jewish mayor of the city. You have a First Amendment right to play that song. And you should be welcome anywhere and everywhere in any public space. The First Amendment is exactly what that is a license to do. And by the way, real Americans fought and died for that right. The founding fathers, who are not Jewish, fought and died in the Revolutionary War for those rights. Fought, died, sweat, thought, everything you can think of to produce this country, to give us independence, to give us a Bill of Rights, so that their posterity, so that their descendants would have these rights to a free and open society. That's our birthright. That's our inheritance. That is what we are entitled to as Americans. That is what we are legally and spiritually entitled to. And now, in Miami Beach, a city of degenerates and Jewish gangsters, they say, if you post the wrong thing on Facebook, we're going to send the cops to your house? Where's the Trump administration? Where's the conservative movement? Where are the free speech warriors? You're not going to see them because they're controlled by the same people. Well, that's not America. America's a free country. We have civil liberties here. We have constitutional rights. And it's a question for Americans, what kind of country do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a country that's America first or Israel first? Do we have civil liberties and a First Amendment? Do we have free speech? Or are we going to be constrained by the feelings of powerful Jews? Do they have the right as a cartel, as gangsters, to leverage their connections to retaliate against people for saying or thinking the wrong thing, God forbid? What are our values as a society? Are we a country where you can do anything and everything? You can sell your daughter to OnlyFans. You can sell your daughter to a pimp. Everybody's hooked on drugs. And the economy is built on that. Or do we have a country where we have Christian values and we actually want to promote virtue? We want to discourage drug abuse. People can have fun. We want to discourage all that other stuff. What kind of country do you want to live in? And what are you willing to do to fight for it? Are people willing to talk about the issue? Are people willing to sacrifice to talk about the issue? Because that's what it is. It's crazy. The things that are tolerated, and think about it this way. This is what I think of. Okay, I'm a white person, all right? And thank you to Tim Pool. I did his show the other night. They took a picture of me. I think that's the whitest I've ever looked. I've got a red beard. I've got green eyes. I've got a pale complexion, wavy, light brown hair. Look, I'm a white person. And do you know what has been tolerated in this country for the past 25 years? It is the most obscene, the most offensive, the most genocidal rhetoric against white people. Think about it. Think about what they've said about us. They say white people are going extinct. That's a good thing. They say this is a space where we want fewer white people. They say we don't care about your white tears. Shut up. It's time for white people to get to the back of the line. White people are inherently violent. White people cause all the world's problems. White people are evil. You should think about not having kids because we need fewer white people in the world. We can't wait until you're all gone. What would you call that other than genocidal rhetoric? What would you call that other than hatred, racism? What else could you possibly call all of that rhetoric? And that is being promoted in Hollywood, on social media, by some of the richest and most powerful people, and nobody cares. Do people get fired over that? No. Do people lose their jobs? No. Do people get banned from things? No. Are there statements from the ADL? Never. As a matter of fact, they support it. They're teaching your little white children. When you send your little white boys and girls to school, these teachers are telling them, you're evil. Your ancestors killed the Indians. They enslaved the blacks. They committed the Holocaust. Then they were racist. Then they were Islamophobic. And now you should consider not having kids because you're wrecking the environment. Consequently, our young boys and girls are growing up hating themselves. Young men and women hate who they are. They hate their skin color. They hate their parents. They hate their heroes and ancestors, their own culture. They're brainwashed, and you could see it. They go on these videos and say, I'm fucking white, dude. I don't have a culture. I'm fucking white. Who cares? Like it's a sin. And this has been promoted, and by the way, disproportionately promoted by Jews. All that, and we all know that. When it's a white people shame festival, you see these guys like Seth Rogen, they'll say, I'm a white dude and I hate myself. Oh, but then when the Holocaust is happening, they say, I'm not white, I'm Jewish. We all know that. It comes from Jewish Hollywood. It comes from social media, and they tolerated that. They promoted that for years. And we as whites are becoming a minority in every country in which we reside. Okay, white people are a minority in London, England. You think you're going to go to London and see the Beatles? Well, I guess they're from Liverpool, but you know, you think you're going to see fish and chips and black pudding and an English breakfast and Big Ben? You think you're going to see? They're a minority in London. You go to Paris, it's all Africans, it's all Muslims. You go to Italy, it's all Africans selling shit in the square, in the center of the cathedral, selling crap. In America, we're becoming a minority. In the younger generation, we're already a minority. Now think about what the Jews say about Israel. Israel has a right to exist. Israel has a right to defend itself. And what is Israel? A country of, by, and for Jews as Jews. It's a Jewish country for people that are born Jewish. They have a right for their Jewish country. They have a right to defend and fight for their Jewish country. And most of the Jews in America support that. Here, they believe that no white people are entitled to a country. You're not entitled to France. You're not entitled to Italy, Germany, England. You're not entitled to America. You know, John Stewart, it was never your country, goy. This isn't your country to take back. This country's for everybody. Think about that. And when this exterminationist rhetoric is peddled in America or in Europe, they're supporting it. This is the mind fuck. So they run Israel and they run our country. They support their ethno state in Israel, but America's for everybody. When there's genocidal rhetoric against white people, they promote it. And as America becomes a minority, they say, well, you have no right to any country. So my message is to the white people, to the Christians, even to the non-white Americans, for that matter, take your own side. Don't feel sorry for these people. Don't feel bad for these people because they don't give a fuck about you. They do not care about you at all. They don't care about your civil liberties. They don't care about your country. They don't care about your kids. They don't care about your values. Monday through Saturday, they are disrespecting you and they are committing sacrilege for everything that you love. But on the other day, they want you to feel sorry for all the horrible things that have happened to them. If they hear a song they don't like, if somebody says something they don't like, if they feel uncomfortable, then we're supposed to play Ben Shapiro's Smallest Violin over that. I'm sick of it. I think everybody's sick of it. It's outrageous. So these are your double standards. Everybody knows. Everybody sees that. And I don't wish harm upon Jewish people. I'm not advocating for violence, hatred. I'm not trying to rally everybody against them or anything like that. But it's enough already. And by the way, these people have too much power. That's what it is. People see a rant like this and they say, oh my gosh, what a horrible rant. They banned me from the city. The mayor said, you're not welcome in our city. You're banned from all the clubs. You're banned from the hospital. They retaliate against me because we're in a group where we played a song they didn't like. And then they want to cry and say, oh my gosh, it's the consequences of our actions. We want to play by a different set of rules. We want to punish people for offending us. We want to call for violence against anybody that offends us. Oh, they're mad at us. Oh my gosh, it's another Holocaust. It's ridiculous. But, you know, you can't kill my vibe. We enjoyed the club. it was great, you know. Love the music, love the company. A good time was had by all. The most revolutionary act. Have a good time. It's not that serious. It's not that serious. You know, we're back. It's over. We have to go out to the other side. Fuck it. We ball. Banned from every club. You can't spike my cortisol. Condemned by the mayor. Fuck it. We ball, man. I don't care. So anyway, that's that. But I do want to move on. We're going to take a look at our super chats. We'll see what you guys have to say about all this. Crazy night, but worth it. Worth it. Thank you to the Tates. Thank you to Clav, Sneeko, Fresh and Fit for getting me out of my comfort zone. I had fun. I had fun. I like it. I like the club. Stir the pot, add a little controversy. That just makes it better.